Have you heard on the news today? The government have postponed, the key word here is postponed, the 2 pence and the litre rise to petrol. It just so annoyed me. Actually, David Cameron, the opposition leader, actually said in the House of Commons today they've scrapped it. He's wrong, they haven't scrapped it. They've postponed it because it could be brought in the new year, which sort of got me thinking about we need to do something. I need to look back in the last year since Brownie came into power with his mate Darling and give them a sort of an assessment because it could be just about another 12 months until the next general election when we could very well see the end of New Labour, despite there being, in my view, no legitimate opposition crying out to take over from Brown and company. So I thought it'd be a suitable time then to call in these two little men into my headmaster's office at City Talk 105.9 for a nearly end-of-term report and assess the progress or not they have made. So come on in, Gordon. Sit down, young man. Now, Brownie babe, I have to say, young man, when you were in junior school in charge of all the finances, after that grumpy prefect Kenneth Clark was voted out of office, I was a bit sceptical about your claim to do the job properly. But there's no doubt that overall, you did fill yourself with glory. Your work on tax credits? Brilliant. Your speech on relieving third world countries of their debt was inspired. And your overall handling of the economy when you were Chancellor? You get a B+. The only black mark, Brown, on your tenure as the Chancellor was your selling off of 60% of the UK's gold reserves, which was a total and comprehensive disaster. And I know you often squirm at the nickname given to you due to that policy, Golden Brown. I have to say, Scotty Dog, I, on the back of your record as Chancellor, had high expectations of you doing the biz when you became PM in the summer of 2007. But you know what? I feel I have been badly let down. Not only by your policies, but also by your personal reaction to the way the ordinary man or woman in the street feel almost distanced from both yourself and the rest of your mateys in the House of Commons. You get a C-, son, for your handling of the expenses debacle that your fellow MPs get for supposed second homes. Can you tell me how, when most people in the land can't afford to buy a basic kitchen from anywhere, why your members are allowed £10,000 for a kitchen from John Lewis for their second homes? If we can make do by spending half that price from a more down-market retailer, why can't your guys and gals do it? That's what the rest of the country are having to satisfy themselves with as the recession bites. So if it's good enough for them, it's surely good enough for their elected MPs. That, young man Brown, was an unnecessary show of elitism and, quite frankly, made you and your colleagues look like you were the laughing stock. Laughing at us, mere mortals, in cash-strapped Britain. And you can stop smirking, Darling, Alistair, because you both get a U, that's for unclassified, for your handling of the last budget and your axing of the 10% starting rate of tax. Disgusting. What were you thinking of at the time, Big Al? Playing footy in the playground or something else? It just wasn't thought through, was it? You're short-sighted, and it was an incredibly naive policy to even think of, yet alone announce as a policy. And so, on to petrol. Now, sit down. How dare you get up? Thinking of leaving, were you? Because this final subject involves both of you. Just stay where you are. Maybe that's because you get chauffeured all around the country. You don't think this involves you, does it, eh? And probably haven't even filled up a tank full of petrol yourself. What is going on, young darling, tell me? With this money-grabbing policy of emptying out the motorist. First of all, you announce your tax duty on all cars is set to go up, in some cases by 125% next year. And then you keep playing the teasing game in this 2 pence per litre hike in fuel prices. Only today, after months of speculation, and with it hanging over our heads, all motorists like an executioner in the French Revolution, you announce that this two-pence rise has been postponed. Postponed! Preposterous! It should have been abandoned. Or are you saving that announcement for election year to smooth over the cracks and appease everybody so you can steal their votes? It's a sick policy, I tell you. And you're both going to have to pay for it. Brown, darling, no playtime. 12 strokes of the cane for you, Brown. Darling, no chance of you staying as head boy and prefect, respectively. Get out of my office. Oh, and fill my Robin Reliant up with unleaded super-duper petrol on the way back. You horrible people. Terrible pill. Oh, I don't want boys like that in my school, I can tell you. And do you want boys like that in charge of the economy here on Merseyside, North Wales, and the surrounding area on City Talk 105.9? I think not. And you know what the problem is? There's just no viable alternative out there at the moment. When you hear what the opposition are saying in the House of Commons, makes me want to weep, because so many of you and me out there, the ordinary man and woman in the street, we understand common sense. It seems that the House of Commons doesn't understand us.